KX93.5 and a good Thursday morning. The Zach and Ed Show, and Zach taking a couple of minutes. He'll be in shortly. I hope you enjoyed our sit-in session and the stripped-down version of Zach's music that we had. We had him live in studio yesterday. Not only a lot of fun, but if you go to the podcast and hear it, man, that was some good stuff. Zach is a fine musician. He'll be in a little bit later on this morning. We normally do, as you know, we do a bit called Big Band Theory. We also do a Not Dead Yet, which features artists that are obviously not dead yet. This one I'd like to call Gone But Not Forgotten. Harry Edward Nilsson III was an American singer-songwriter. We all know him as Nilsson, American singer-songwriter, who achieved the peak of his commercial success in the early 1970s. His work is characterized by pioneering vocal overdub experiments, returns to the great American songbook, and Caribbean sounds. He kind of mixed in Caribbean sounds way back then. A tenor with a 3.5 octave range, Nilsson was one of the few major pop rock recording artists of his era to achieve significant commercial success without ever performing major public concerts or undertaking any regular tours. The craft of his songs and the defiant attitude he projected remains a touchstone for later generations of indie rock musicians. We lost Harry Nilsson in 1994. We're still hearing his music just about everywhere. Enjoy Harry Nilsson.
Bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up. Said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. You drink 'em bold up. Put the lime in the coconut. You drink 'em bold.
KX93.5. Let me tell you how that took the world by storm when it busted out. All right? It took the world by storm. That's The Coconut by Harry Nilsson. You know, in 1968, during a press conference, the Beatles were asked what their favorite American group was, and they answered Nilsson. He soon formed really close relationships with the bands John Lennon and Ringo Starr, and during the 70s, they collaborated on a bunch of stuff, including they were all members of the Hollywood Vampires Drinking Club, and the Hollywood Vampires Drinking Club embroiling themselves in a number of widely publicized alcohol-fueled incidents. At the same time, they produced one collaborative album called Pussycats in 1974. 1977, Nilsson left RCA, and his record output started diminishing a little bit. In response to John Lennon's 1980 death by shooting, he took hiatus from the music industry to campaign for gun control. And for the rest of his life, he really only recorded sporadically, but he was a huge advocate for gun control. Nilsson was voted number 62 in Rolling Stone's 2015 list of the 100 greatest writers. Nilsson originally had signed with RCA Victor in 66, and it was a contract dispute which led to his departure. His album, Harry, was the first to hit the solo charts, or it was his first solo album to hit the charts, and it also provided a top 40 single with I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. A lot of commercial success, or commercial success escaped him until he was gone, really. And now it would seem that literally commercial success. So I know that if you watch television, you've heard this next song, probably 10, 12,000 times in the last couple of months, maybe. It's on everywhere. Can you tell me which ad this is for? It's a Harry Nilsson song. It's a commercial you see all the time. Who's the ad for? I'll tell you when we come back. Gone But Not Forgotten. Harry Nilsson, KX93.5.
Shit!
KX93.5. That's Harry Nilsson, Gone But Not Forgotten. So if you couldn't figure out what the ad was for, that song Jump Into the Fire, by the way, from Nilsson Schmilsson. And I'll throw in this moment, I'll take this moment to say that if you do get the definitive Harry Nilsson album, it's Nilsson Schmilsson. That's probably my favorite of all his albums. But IBM, that's who the ad is for. So I know you've heard the commercial a million times. It's for IBM. That was this morning's Gone But Not Forgotten, Harry Nilsson.